Hello and welcome to Full Court Finance from Zacks Investment Research. I'm your host, Ben Raines, and today we're talking about the best sports stocks to buy heading into 2019. But before we do that, I want to say, remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. So with that out of the way, we all know about Nike and Adidas, but there are a lot of more unheralded sports-based retailers that look pretty solid heading into the new year. But right away, one that looks like it might be one to consider selling after its really positive 2018, after a post huge sell-off, that's Under Armour. So that's one to maybe be on the more cautious side of heading into 2019 after it struggles to adapt to the new retail age. But I don't want to dwell in the negative as we go into the new year. So let's start with the first company we're going to highlight today, and that is VF Corporation, trades under the ticker VFC. Now, that's not a name that many people are necessarily familiar with, but its brands are definitely well known. The company owns the North Face, Timberland, Vans, Wrangler jeans, and Dickies, and a lot more, with much of the focus on outdoor activities such as backpacking and all of this for their smaller, less well-known brands. So last quarter, their revenues jumped 15% to $3.9 billion, and this was driven in part by contributions from their acquisition of Dickies, Icebreaker, and Ultra. Without that positive impact, revenues increased 6%. And most of that revenue was driven by direct-to-consumer push, international expansion, and its active and work segments. So more specifically, its active segment revenues were up 19%, and this included a 26% jump in Vans. Vans has grown pretty hot over the last year in terms of North American footwear. It's been one of the hotter sellers in the past year, like I said. It's a skateboard-focused brand, but it's become very popular in this broader streetwear slash sportswear push that I've talked about a lot on this show. And then their outdoor revenues were up 6%, and this included a 5% jump at the North Face, and their direct consumer revenues were up 19% overall. So those are some solid figures going forward, and some brands they can really rest on. As I said, North Face, Vans, they're doing some more acquisitions as well. And it's worth noting that their jeans division across all their segments sank 7% in the quarter, which kind of highlights that this current athleisure trend of that Lululemon, all these companies like The Gap are capitalizing on, might be here to stay. But at this point, we need to know what's next, because this, we're talking about 2019 and why you should think about maybe buying VFC heading into the new year. So their next quarter revenues are expected to be up just over 6% based on our Zacks consensus estimates to around $3.87 billion. And then for the current year, sales are expected to be up around 4%, with the following year after that to be up around 6% above that to just around $14.5 billion. So some solid top-line growth for this big retailer. And then on the bottom end is where it looks a little bit stronger. So the current quarter is expected to expand. The earnings are expected to be up 7.9%. Then with the following year, not the current year, expected to expand 13.6% above that. So this long-term positivity on the bottom line is what helps VFC sport its Zacks rank number 2 buy ranking at the moment. So it's also received some positive upward revisions estimates for the bottom line, which is a lot of what our Zacks rank is really focused on. And then, like many stocks, VFC is now down over the last 52 weeks. So there's some room to run heading into the new year as more investors realize that Vans and some of its other brands are doing really well. And now we're going to move on to another brand that some people might kind of not think of in the sportswear world or to be super relevant, but it's become pretty big over the last year again, and that is Skechers USA, trades under the ticker SKX. And yeah, it's the discount shoe firm that it's been able to really ride this quote unquote ugly shoe trend slash retro trend that some of the larger sportswear companies like Adidas and some of their Yeezy lines have really pushed out as these shoes that kind of look like bulky, weird mid 80s sneakers have really come back in a big way. So they've been able to ride that over the last year. And the company's Q3 revenue has jumped 7.5% to just around $1.2 billion. But interestingly enough, the stock plummeted this year despite its positive fundamentals. And that's actually probably a good thing for investors going forward, that it has a lot of room to move up in 2019. So let's look at what its projections are at the moment. So Skechers' current quarter revenues are expected to be up 13.2%. So that's solid. And then for the year, they're expected to be up just over 12%. And then looking ahead to the following year, their next fiscal year, that the revenues are expected to be up 10% higher than that. So some really solid top line growth right there. And then the company's current quarter earnings are expected to be up around 9.5%. So some really solid growth. And they've also then received some positive upward earnings estimate revisions for the current year as well as fiscal 2019. So that once again helps Skechers earn its Zacks rank number 2 buy. And it also sports a A grade for growth and a B for value in our style score system. So Skechers is another company to look out for heading into 2019. And now we're going to move on to our last big company that we're going to really dive into here, and that is Deckers Outdoor Corporation. It trades under the ticker DECK, so DECK. And this is another one of those companies where the name itself might not tell investors exactly what the company is, because Deckers Outdoor doesn't really say what they own. And that is Teva, so the big outdoor sandal company that's been around for years. UGG, which are those widely popular boots, and then Sankook, I believe. I might be saying that wrong. It's another outdoor kind of sandal footwear brand, with most of their sales, though, coming from UGG. But in general, it sells boots and outdoor-focused sandals, so that's why it's in this sports category. So last quarter, their sales increased 4%, so nothing super great there. But one interesting point to note is that it's Hoka One One, which is an interesting name for a brand that they own. Their sales soared 28%. It was still a relatively small portion of the revenue, but that was up almost 30%. So that's good to know. And this is a performance running shoe brand that also sells trail running and hiking shoes and outdoor apparel for those type of activities. And interestingly enough, their stock was up 55% over the last year and 160% in the last year. So it's really been doing well. So we'll see if that growth can continue heading into the new year. And the top line growth is nothing to really write home about. It's supposed to be up around 1.2% for the current quarter and then 3% for the year, and then 4% the year following that. But its top line this year is expected to be up around 19%. I mean, its bottom line, sorry. Its earnings are expected to be up around 19%, which is a great sign. And then once again, it's received a lot of positive earnings estimate revisions for its current fiscal year and the following fiscal year. And that, once again, is really the factor that's driving our Zacks rank. So Deckers Outdoor, another Zacks rank number 2 buy stock heading into the new year. And at this point, I really want to stress that our Zacks rank focuses heavily on positive earnings revision trends, because there are really only two things that have been proven to truly impact stock prices in the long run. The first is positive earnings growth, which means if earnings are growing year over year, stock prices tend to climb, follow that, and then vice versa. If a company's earnings continue to go down, stock prices will eventually go down. And then the other factor is interest rates. So as interest rates fall, stock prices tend to go up. And as interest rates climb, stock prices tend to fall. But we don't need to get into all of that. And there's obviously a lot more that impacts stocks. But in general, that's why Zacks rank focuses so heavily on earnings, because earnings positivity is really what leads to stock prices climbing in the long run. And with that said, there are a couple other companies to pay attention to heading into the new year. They're also Zach's ranked number two buys that we've talked about actually multiple times on this show within the last couple months, and that is Columbia Sportswear, Canada Goose, the company that sells $1,500 winter parkas, and then Lululemon is also a Zach's rank number two heading into the new year as well. And I want to quickly just run through some of the stock prices before we close on a little bit of a different note, just to give investors a feel of how these companies have done over the last year and then over the last 5 years in general. So over the last year, Canada Goose has been the best performer out of this group, up roughly 74%. Deckers Outdoor is the next best performer, up 55%. Lululemon's been up 50%. And then Columbia, up 18%. Under Armour, up 15%. Nike, up 8%. Adidas, up 4%. And then you have VFC, down 3%. Skechers is really the outlier here, down 40% on the year. But as I said, that could be setting up a really great buying opportunity for that stock heading in the new year. And then for reference, at the moment, the S&P 500 is down around 5% on the year. And then over the last 5 years, in terms of these same stocks moving up or down, Canada Goose has been the best performer over a five-year stretch. It's up 182% in that time. And then Columbia Sportswear is the next best performer, up 122%. And there, I don't need to go down all of that list, but Canada Goose, Columbia Sportswear, the better long-term performers, with the worst performer and the only one that's actually down over the last 5 years is Under Armour, which is down around 22%. Over the last 5 years. So now that we've talked about all of these sportswear companies to consider heading into 2019, I want to close with a brief stat slash chart, I guess you could say, that helps once again prove a point I've been trying to make on this podcast for about the last year, and that is that live sports will remain king of live TV for decades to come and therefore play a crucial role in the age of non-ad-supported streaming services such as Netflix, where all the ad dollars are going towards Facebook and all of these companies, and TV is dying, but people are still watching live sports, where everyone can just on-demand watch Netflix. Live sports are going to be key going forward. So this is Nielsen's single telecast TV ratings for 2018, which just came out late last week. So 7 of the top 10 were live sports games or pregame or postgame shows, and sports grabbed all 5 of the top slots. So I'll just quickly run through that. So Super Bowl was number 1. Super Bowl postgame was number 2. The NFC Championship game was number 3. So that's NFL again. And then the NFC playoffs, one of the NFC playoffs games was also number 4. And then I misspoke. So sports had 4 single most watched games, and then there was an episode of This Is Us at number 5, and then the Winter Olympics were at number 6, the opening ceremonies, and then there was the college football championship game at number 7, and then at number 10 you had the AFC divisional playoff game, one of them. And so as I said, 7 of the top 10, all sports-related programming, and this is why Amazon and Disney, who are really heading into their streaming future, they're jumping into sports, whereas Netflix has said they're not going to get into live sports. So this is how Amazon and Disney can not only bust out and pump out these original TV and movie programs, they're going to also offer their customers live sports going forward, which will attract advertisers and consumers in a market that's going to become really crowded, this streaming market. Then obviously you're going to have some smaller players who are able to attract a more niche audience for sports such as soccer or esports, which is the widely popular professional video gaming, which is only going to continue to grow in the next few years and even the next couple decades. But I wanted to mention that I'll be out of town over the new year, so this will be the last episode of 2018. but make sure to come back and listen to Full Court Finance in 2019. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Rains. And remember, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.